Good evening. As Brother Tim was saying, that tonight is the first Wednesday of the month. We typically take this night to do a song service, read some scriptures, and so this was my turn to do this, and it's kind of up to us when we are selected or assigned to do this to pick out what we want, the topic, and to put all this together. And trying to decide a few days ago, leading up to this, you know, what topic to pick, and I was stumped. Monday, I was sitting down trying to come up with something. I couldn't come up with anything. And then so yesterday I sat down and started to work on this. And I just felt like with everything that's going on in the world around us that I was a bit selfish, and I thought I need an uplifting service to just of songs of praise and glory and honor, scriptures about God and who's in control, and I needed that, and I think we can all use that from time to time, that our God is in control. Even though things are just in shambles, it seems the world is rapidly declining and growing more and more wicked. The world's been wicked before. We're not experiencing anything new under the sun. So, if you have your Bible, before we begin tonight, I'm going to read from 2 Samuel. If you'd like to take your Bibles out, turn to 2 Samuel. I'm going to read chapter 22. It's a lengthy chapter, but I'm going to read the whole chapter. Second Samuel 22, beginning verse 1. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge. My Savior, you saved me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of unrighteousness or of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness canopies around him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, the foundations of the world were uncovered at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me. For they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. You will save the humble people. But your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For God, for who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and sets me on my high places. And he teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them, so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as dust, as the dust of the earth. I trod them like dirt in the streets, and I spread them out. You have also delivered me from the strivings of my people. You have kept me as the head of nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. The foreigners submit to me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from the hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let God be exalted, the rock of my salvation. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. He is the tower of salvation to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. And then I'm going to read one verse from Psalm 18, verse 3. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. We'll sing number 110 in the supplement. I will call upon the Lord.
When David brought the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem, there was great rejoicing, and this is how it sounded in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, starting in verse 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, speak of all His wonders. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His wonderful deeds which He has done, His marvels and the judgments from His mouth. O seed of Israel, His servant, sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember His covenant forever. The word which He commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which He made with Abraham and His oath to Isaac, He also confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. When they were only a few in number, very few, and strangers in it, and they wandered about from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another place, to another people, He permitted no man to oppress them, and He reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim good tidings of His salvation from day to day. Tell of His glory among the nations, His wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and joy are in His place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in holy array. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. And let them say among the nations, The Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Let the trees of the forest then sing for joy before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Then say, Save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us and deliver us from the nations, to give thanks to Thy holy name and glory in Thy praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen. And praised the Lord. Number 22 in the large songbook, He is in our midst.
No soul draw from the streams of salvation, give thanks to His great holy name.
Lord and shall cry for joy. 44. To God be the glory.
We will glorify the King of Kings.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Yeah.
Now I'll be led in prayer.
Please bow.
Lord, we come before your throne now to give thanks and praise to your name. We thank you so much for your great love and your power over sin in all of our lives. Lord, be with us throughout this week that we might never forget that great power and that we never take it for granted. Please be with James and the two new brothers in Christ that we have, that they might also never take that for granted and they are reminded of you and remember you. Lord, please be with us throughout the rest of this assembly that we, all that we do is in your name. Thank you so much for sending your son to die on the cross so that we can have hope in heaven with you one day. And it's in his great name I pray. Amen.
Nehemiah 9, 5 through 8. Then the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabiah, Sherebaniah, Hodiah, Sebaniah, and Pethiah said, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessings and praise. You are the Lord, you alone, you made the heaven of the heavens, with all the hosts, the earth and all that is in it, and the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve all of them, and the hosts of the heaven worship you. You are the Lord, the God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans, and gave him the name Abraham, and found his heart faithful before you, and made him a covenant to give his offspring the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, Amorites, and Perizzites, and Jebusites, and the Girgashites. And you have kept him your promise for the righteous."
Next song this evening will be number 1 in the supplement, "I Stand in Awe." And if it's convenient, would you please stand for this one? "I Stand in Awe." Know me, soul. You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or Our next song will be number 9, a large songbook, "Our God, He is Alive." And oh, me soul, there is
Amen.
Next song will be number 7 out of the supplement. Number 7. And oh, Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna, highest. Hosanna, 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 highest. Oh, Jesus, let our nameless heart full of praise so be.
Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with the steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with the good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Also, Psalms 105, 1-5. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that He has done, His miracles and the judgments He uttered.
Number 412 in the large book, God is Love.
Come, let us all unite to sing, God is we
I will wake the dawn with praises. Number 11 in the small book. Sing number 660, I Will Sing of the Mercies. And after this song, the invitation will be given. No, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Will you please open up your Bible to Psalm 95, please, the 95th Psalm, Psalm 95. I was so excited when Barrett texted me yesterday and told me that the theme of this singing was going to be just singing praises to God. I think that's very appropriate, not just with everything going on in the world, though certainly that's true, but at any time we need to be reminded of our need to praise God. And so let me ask you, as I've thought about that, why? Why do we praise God? I knew what was coming. I didn't know what songs we were going to sing tonight or what scriptures necessarily were going to be read, but I knew they were going to have to do with praising God. And so it was interesting to me that there are two big things that stood out to me and goes here with Psalm 95 as to reasons why we praise God. So read with me, beginning in verse 1 of Psalm 95. There's a call to worship and praise God. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. For, here's the reason why, the Lord is the great God who is the great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands form the dry land. Verse 6, another call to worship and praise God. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For, here's the reason why, He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Now, if I were going to outline Psalm 95, at least those first seven verses, here's how I might outline that. It would go something like this. Let us worship our Savior, God, verses 1 and 2, for He is the Creator of everything. Now, we sang a lot of songs that dealt with that. In fact, virtually every song that we sang or scripture that we read had one or both of these elements, the idea of a Savior and a Creator. Verse 6, let us worship our Creator God, for He is our Savior. Now, it's kind of cool when you think about that, all of the different ways that we see that. I liked what Barrett did in picking some psalms that are outside of the book of Psalms, in Chronicles and 2 Samuel and Nehemiah and so forth, but those themes are still there, right? The idea of God as our Creator, and that's why we praise Him. All of those songs that we sing about even the creation praising God, about praising the King of Kings who is the Creator of all things. He has all authority because He is the Creator of all things. And then we praise Him because He is this Savior. And those songs that we sing about God's grace and mercy, the songs that we sing about God's love, all of those are really in that context of He loves us and He has mercy on us and He saves us. But here in Psalm 95, the greater impact and focus seems to be on this concept of God as our Savior. In regard to God as our Creator, well, that's true of everyone, right? Everyone should praise God because He's the Creator. Everyone should praise God because He has all authority in heaven and on earth, because He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But who should praise Him because He is a Savior? Well, those He has saved, right? And that's exactly what we see as we continue reading in verse 7, in the second part of verse 7. Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me, when they tried me, though they saw my work. Today is when we should be praising God, just like they should have been praising God then. And the evidence that, in the Septuagint, this psalm is ascribed to David, the evidence that David gives for this, he says, remember He brought us out of Egypt. The greatest evidence of God as a Savior in the Old Testament was the Exodus, in bringing them out of Egypt. And yet there were some who hardened their hearts, and even though God saved them, they refused to worship Him, they refused to praise Him. Now, you're good Bible students, so you know that this psalm is quoted in the New Testament. It's quoted in the book of Hebrews. But the Hebrew writer does something very interesting there. In talking of God as our Savior, he quotes from this psalm. And this idea of today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, he quotes it in the context not of the Exodus out of Egypt, he quotes it in the context of an even greater act of salvation. What Jesus Christ has done for us in sacrificing Himself so that we might live. Why do we praise God? Well, we praise God because He's the Creator and He deserves praise. But for those of us who have been saved by Him,
we praise God because He saved us. And so we do that today. But maybe not all of us.
Maybe there are some who have hardened their hearts. Maybe there are some who have refused to come to Him to begin with for that salvation. Well, let me tell you, there is a day coming when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, and everyone will praise Him because of who He is as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But if you've hardened your heart on that day, you will not and cannot praise Him as your Savior. But it doesn't have to be that way. Today, if you will hear His voice, He can and He will save you. But obviously, those verses are not intended for those who have never been saved by Him. Just like those who were brought out of the Exodus and then hardened their hearts, so too there are those who can come to Christ and then harden their hearts against that salvation and turn their back on Him. All of this praising that we have done tonight should remind us of what He's done for us by His love and His mercy and His grace, that He has saved us from a predicament and a slavery that we could not save ourselves from. And it should cause our hearts to soften so that we might come back to Him in humble repentance. And I hope the praise tonight has reminded us of that, so that God might not swear against us, "They shall not enter my rest." Instead, He might say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." And if we can help you with that even tonight, there is nothing that would give us more joy than for you to come into a right relationship with God, or to come back into a right relationship with God, who is and can be your Savior. And we encourage you to do that now as together we stand and as we sing.
There's a fountain of freshness for you and me. Let us sing the way to its spring. Here's what fountain of love from the source of love, and He gives us all freely free. Will you come to the fountain free?
Thank you for being here tonight, especially our visitors. Thank you for being here. But I hope we can all say it's been good to be here, to be uplifted, to sing praises to our God, and to be reminded of just how good He is to us and how much we have to be thankful for, and to keep those things in mind always. Are there any other announcements that need to be made? Thank you to the men who participated, especially the young men. It's good to see them growing and participating in the future of the church, and let's encourage them to continue growing in the Lord. If there's nothing further, we'll be dismissed from a word of prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, as we approach Thy throne of mercy, grace, and truth, we're thankful for this sweet hour of prayer that we've been given. An opportunity, Lord, to assemble ourselves together and lift up our praise to You, the one and only true God, creator and sustainer of everything we know to exist. We're uplifted, Lord, through our singing. We pray that it has been acceptable to You. We recognize You as our creator, and especially that You have given us an opportunity for salvation. Help us to reflect that as we go out from this place throughout the week as we see the day approaching. We pray, Father, for continued opportunities in the coming days to express Christ to those around us. We're very thankful, Lord, for the recovery of our members from COVID. Others have it, and we pray that You'll be with the doctors administering to them. We pray for the bereaved this evening and a safe travel to get to Arkansas with Harold and Bev. We pray that You'll be with them and touch them as only You can, Lord. We pray now as we are about to be dismissed that You continue to guide us in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.